What baptism? All the ancestors of the Jews were baptized into Moses. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 2. John said, I baptize you with water for repentance, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Matthew 3:11. Jesus said, Go ye therefore and teach or make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28 verse 19. As we read the Bible, we discover that the word baptism is used in different ways. John, we are told, baptized with water, while the Israelites were baptized into Moses. Christ was to baptize with the Holy Spirit, which is a baptism for believers. But he was also to baptize with fire, a baptism of judgment for the lost. It is important to know what the word baptize means and its significance. But it's vital to know what each type of baptism is, or we may become confused. But in each case, it refers to being put into something, being immersed or submerged. John immersed repentant Israelites into water. Believers are immersed into Christ. Water was the agency that John used. The Holy Spirit is the agency for believers. Water baptism was a baptism of repentance, and people were placed into water. Spirit baptism occurs when we believe. We are placed into Christ by the Spirit. Because there was no English word for baptize, the word has been transliterated from the Greek language, and most people think that baptism is connected with water. However, water is only one of many elements into which one can be baptized. In Exodus 14, we read that all were baptized into Moses, in the cloud and in the sea. This baptism is where the people were put into Moses, having made a conscious decision to follow Moses' leadership, and is explained well by G.G. Findlay. The cloud, shading and guiding the Israelites from above, and the sea making a path for them through its midst and drowning their enemies behind them, were glorious signs to our fathers of God's salvation. Together they formed a washing of regeneration, inaugurating the national covenant life as it trod the miraculous path between upper and nether waters. Israel was born into its divine estate. Thus they all received their baptism unto Moses, entering through him into the acknowledged fellowship with God. In the Gospels, we read that John was sent by God as a witness to testify about Christ, the light that was sent into the world so that all might believe through him. John was sent to Israel to herald their King Messiah, and he called for repentance. Israel believed in God but had wandered far from him and became very apostate. For centuries, many prophets were sent to Israel calling the nation to repentance. And being washed in water was the outward sign of a repentant or changed heart. Washing for the Jews was a sign of cleanliness, but it had become a religious ritual. The Hebrew word for washing or being immersed in water was mikvah. The Greek word for washing or being immersed in water was baptizo. The English had no such word, and so the word baptism was invented. But the real meaning behind each word is an outward expression of an inward change. John was sent by God to call Israel to true repentance. He came baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of their sins. John was Israel's final prophet, and he called them to repent and return to God. It is important to see the ministry of John the Baptist in its context of Israel. Paul was the man God chose to give greater insight into church age doctrine, and the book of Acts is a bridge from pre-cross teaching to post-cross doctrine. John's baptism was for a special group of people at a particular time in history. It was a final call for pre-cross Israel to repent of their sins and turn back to God. And as Christ's forerunner, John pointed Israel to their Messiah, Jesus Christ. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. The baptisms John spoke of were connected with the Lord Jesus, Spirit and fire. Spirit baptism was for believing Israel, who were to be baptized or put into Christ. Fire baptism was for unbelieving Israel. They were to face God's fiery judgment. But John was not given the fuller understanding, which was given later through Paul. As church age believers, we are baptized by the Spirit into Christ the moment we believe that Jesus is our Saviour and that he died for our sins and rose the third day. We are to grow in grace and become true followers, true disciples of the Lord. And water baptism is a beautiful outward demonstration of a beautiful internal change. Disciples of Jesus are called to make an outward profession of water baptism. Sadly, some teach that without being baptized in water, a believer is not truly saved. Perhaps when this is the teaching that we receive, we should refer to the scripture. Whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. He that believes on me hath everlasting life. John 6:47. That through his name, whoever believes in him shall receive forgiveness of sins. Acts 10:43. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:31. It pleased God to save them that believe. 1 Corinthians 1:21.